From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Former First Lady Nancy Reagan is dead of congestive heart failure at age 94. The wife of the 40th President of the United States, Ronald Reagan, for more than five decades until his death in 2008, she served as First Lady from 1981 to 1989. After leaving office, Mr. Reagan retired a few years later after making a public statement that he suffered from Alzheimer's disease. The executive director of the Ronald Reagan Foundation, John Hybush, spoke today about her involvement in the legacy and the foundation.
She was our leader and our inspiration, so to have lost her overnight as we did, it's a terrible thing, and you know, something that we just have to live with, but we've also planned for, and so now we need to move on and have her buried next to President Reagan, as was the plan. And
Mrs. Reagan had a reputation for a calm and elegant and soft-spoken personal style publicly and being a strong influence in her husband's life privately. Nearly 5 million eligible voters in the West African nation of Benin have cast their ballots today for the next president. The country is currently counting those votes. 33 candidates are running to succeed Tuma Boni-Yayi, who leaves office after the legally two mandated terms, reinforcing Benin's reputation as a model of democracy on the troubled continent where many leaders revise their country's constitutions in order to remain in power. Yayi told reporters he cast his ballot that he would leave behind a unified Benin. A suicide attack in the Iraqi city of Hilla today killed at least 47 people and wounded more than 40 others. The Islamic State has claimed responsibility for the attack. This is VOA News.